HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. Hey guys, welcome to TechCetra. This week's episode is sponsored by Oracle. 2020 has been the year of the data revolution. Yes, companies have been using data for a while now, but 2020 has just seen a lot more emphasis on all of this. And there are not many companies who know the impact of this better than Oracle. So we decided to speak to them and ask them how all of this happens and what exactly is happening in the background. So we have with us today Joshua Chua. He's the pillar lead enterprise data management JPAC for Oracle. And we can speak to him about how companies do data management, what goes into managing all this data that we're pouring into the internet today. And Josh, I'll start with a very simple sort of a question where we can set the stage for our listeners as well. Every company nowadays is looking at data even more, and data-driven insights are important. Given that all of us are working from home, the sort of the human interaction has gone down even more. So could you just sort of outline the importance of data-driven insights and what do companies gain from it? How do companies really go around this aspect?
Thank you very much, Prasad, for having me in your podcast today. And as we see right now, there's more data than ever, right? And our customers rely more and more on their data to support their business. And enterprises right now really need to identify areas how they can make their business better. And this situation has given us, a situation in which customers cannot now make their decisions based on their gut feel. And now they actually have to rely more and more on data to make their decisions. So maybe I'll give you an example, right? Go through an example of probably a retail F&B, and how Oracle has helped the whole supply chain. And you know, when you look at takeaway food right now, Prasad, there is a shift, right? Actually, not just takeaway food, right? But the whole F&B business, right? Everything's shifting towards takeaway foods right now, right? And yeah, you know, you're looking at more of the foods that are easily be taken out. You know, some instead of going for steaks, maybe you go for burgers and fries, right? Or sandwiches and some quick meals, rather than something that you actually spend dining in, right? And a lot of the businesses in the F&B market are affected pretty much in a big way from that aspect, right? So I'm sure that in India, it's being affected that way too. More people now prefer takeaway, right? And when you look at it, Oracle's platform's real-time data analytics gives executives a deep view of the marketplace trends and also give local operators, these F&B operators, insights on their spending, marketing, inventory, you know, sales, R&D, and pricing, right? And that's similar to what some of our customers are doing. Like we have a company, Heheku in China, basically reducing the operational costs by doing this, right? And then you also see a lot of retail companies shifting, right, to selling more dried goods and canned goods like flour and rice instead of fresh goods, right? And, you know, during the start of this COVID situation, you see that a lot more of these goods and what other goods are coming along with it, right? That, you know, is it paper towels, right? Mm. And everybody's going to paper. What else, right, on top of that? So only the data can show us what it is, right? And then when you look at it, we also have customers also in the F&B business looking at how do you package meals together, right? Is burgers actually go better with fries? Or fries, it goes better with ice cream? Maybe it depends on the time of day. Imagine, I don't know if you like fries with ice cream. Is that something you see in India?
Not me, but I'm sure there are people who do like that.
Yeah, I myself is surprised, right, that during the afternoon break in some countries, they actually like fries with ice cream, dipping fries in ice cream. That's interesting, right? And what are those packages to make? right? And we have companies like Maxim's in Hong Kong, right? Also use our analytics to see how they can package different menus for different occasions like Christmas or any other occasion, right? Now, you look at logistics, real-time visibility on goods delivered and orders, right? This is important. Trying to enhance customer experience, the consumer experience, and also reducing backlog of inventory, right? You do see a lot of news around fruits and fresh produce going to waste, right? No delivery. You know, how do you optimize this the supply chain in order for you not to have wastage, right? That's also an interesting thing, right? And then the timeliness, like we have a customer in China, again, like Kerry, EAS Logistics, right? It's all about delivery timeliness and delay, understanding how to improve efficiency and reduce wastage, right? And then...
Yeah, actually, yes. this is something I've also seen in India, in fact, especially in the F&B business. You know, there's a lot of... The need for intelligence has gone up. Earlier, there was sort of a... Because human interaction was so much, we used to sort of have human intelligence and, insight play a role. But nowadays, the need for intelligence has grown to a huge extent. And I think, you know, one of the central aspects of all of this is having those data warehouses and operating them. So could you also go over that aspect? You know, what role do these data warehouses play? How do companies draw, intelligence out of this? What are the concerns here?
Yeah, so when you look at it, it's all about being able to put the data together easily. That's one area. Be able to process data and then churn out meaningful insight easily for the business, right? It's all about that, right? If you're not able to do that and you rely on a lot of back-end IT and business discussions just to get the right reports and to get the right insights out, then we've lost it, right? What you need to be able in these unprecedented times is really to say, here is what the data is saying. We need to act now, right? 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks type of decision making does not make sense anymore. You need to have a decision now. Right? And that's very important to enterprise right now.
So, you know, if I can put this sort of in an Indian context, I've seen a lot of businesses recently, for example, in the F&B space, which in India has been a very sort of a offline and, human-driven, non-data-driven business. They are suddenly, scampering for new solutions. Like there are people in India who are coming up with solutions just to, amalgamate different logistics providers. And they're saying we'll create sort of a on-demand logistics for restaurants, which, I mean, I personally think that's a very innovative solution for a market like India. But all of this, at the end, there are databases that are, talking to each other. There's a lot of data analysis and mining going through.
That's so correct.
If you could talk about this aspect, because this is... The backend is where Oracle is functional, and this is the part that you understand much better than all of us who see only the front end side.
That's correct, Prasid, and that's where I'm really passionate about. Right, I've been driving this solution called Oracle Autonomous Data Warehouse for the last 2.5 years, and this has been fantastic for us. Right, in Oracle, right, Oracle Autonomous Database is the underlying technology behind learning, behind intelligence, the way you talked about intelligence, way to get intelligence out of the data that's being generated by all these, could be, when you talk about F&B, could be post systems, right? And, all the way down, even agriculture, right? We have customers in agriculture. And when you look at agriculture, right? We look at where, how to improve yield of livestock. And imagine this, even livestock actually now uses RFIDs, and we have a lot of IoT devices being built in, and also drone technologies now, right, from customers. And where does all this data go to? It goes into this data platform called the Autonomous Data Warehouse, right? And from the Autonomous Data Warehouse perspective, we are looking at the technology. I'm very proud and very happy about this technology because it's all about being able to reduce the dependence of business users to IT. Having a system that is has auto-tuning capabilities for queries, having the ability to auto-scale based on the demand of the users and what they need, right? And then be able to self-secure this data. It's important to have data, but it's and be able to analyze data, but it's also very important to secure the data and also have this data available at any time that you need it.
So actually, security is a great aspect, because with all of this data, one thing, again, especially in the Indian context, often a question that we get is, you know, what are businesses doing? Because I am going and giving maybe my phone number, a lot of my personal data to various businesses now. And I need to be sort of sure that they are protecting it. So what is done on the background to really protect all of this, to secure this data, to make sure that, you know, leaks don't happen, at least easily?
Yeah, and, you know, we take security to heart, Prasid, right? And a lot of focus is really on security. You see a lot of news right now, major data leaks everywhere, right? You have data leaks when somebody actually forget to re-enable security during testing or migration of data. People forget to upgrade or update based on, or not even forget, but it's very difficult to update the software because there's a lot of planning that's required to do this. But guess what? Yeah. Autonomous data warehouse has this all built in, right? Encryption of data at rest, encryption of data in motion, and then it also supports segregation of duty, right? Encryption of data is mandatory. You cannot turn it off, right? You know, oftentimes you try to rely on manual effort to do it, but guess what? People forget. People are people, right? Somebody forget, processes were not done properly, right? And on top of that, autonomous data warehouse also gives you the ability to do a security assessment of your database, right? It comes with something called DataSafe, right? It looks at DB secure configuration, user accounts, data to see if there's any personally identifiable data there, and then also be able to give you masking on top. And then on top of all that, you have machine learning and AI that are constantly scanning and monitoring and detecting patterns of vulnerability on this autonomous database itself, right? And at the end, at the core of this, what we're trying to do is simplifying an organization's capabilities to actually simplifying security for these organizations, right? And the other thing that I really keen on is that it's not just security, it's also availability, right? So imagine, you know, if you're an organization, you need access to your data. It's important, right? That when you ask for the data, you need the data, it's there for you, right? Because sometimes you need it in real time, right? Like a lot of these logistics providers, they need to analyze where how their whether their trucks are on time and all these things, right? So when you look at that, all that is built in into an autonomous database, right? You don't have to worry about availability. And to the simple fact that backups, right? Somebody made a mistake. Somebody deleted a table, deleted the wrong data, piece of data. Guess what? Autonomous database, autonomous data warehouse actually has backup built in for free. 60 days of backup. Imagine that, right? We actually have a customer who accidentally lost part of their data. And guess what?
Could you actually dwell on the autonomous aspect of this a little more? Like, you know, the more in the world today, when we talk about autonomous, we're thinking AI, we're thinking a lot of ML. What is the autonomous aspect? You were talking about it just now. You know, how does the autonomous aspect of this differentiate? Because the way I understand it, we are trying to reduce human intervention and by extension sort of human mistakes as much as possible, right? So how do you do that on this end?
Well, if I tell you, I have to, you know, lock you up and throw out the key, right? Sorry, proceed. But yeah, at the end of the day, it's all our IP, at the end, right? All the learnings that we have done over the years of managing many large enterprises database, right? And putting that into practice into autonomous database. Just the simple fact of auto-tuning queries. Imagine that, right? People spend time trying to figure out how to arrange data and how to actually put indexes on the tables just to get the right speed, right? On your queries. You know, people trying to say, okay, I want to know how maybe my forecast for this month for sales. It could run for some customers could run it for 30 minutes, 1 hour, few hours, few days, depending on the complexity of the query. Okay, and what autonomous database does, it auto-tunes these queries, enabling users to be free of the need of relying on their IT to tune these queries and put indexes for it to run. And the other thing is that, remember I talked about this backup on availability, right? Backup is there for backup is there, right? The system backs up for on its own. The system patches on its own, right? And what do you need to do to say, oh, I made a mistake, I need to go back? All you need to do is a few clicks and say, I need my data at this time and as of this time, right? And then you rewind the database to that time. Imagine that, right? And restore it to that point in time that you require. Imagine the ability to do that, right?
Yeah.
And then if there's new patches, security vulnerabilities that are happening on the software side, guess what? You don't have to worry about it because the system does it on its own. Updates and upgrades, right? And with our customers right now, what customers say, hey, what happened? There's a new button here. It's a new capability. Now we can clone easily or be able to do, right? Like auto-scaling was released earlier this year, right? Guess what? It just happens. And nobody knows, right? That it just happens, right? Mm. And there's no downtime. Our customers still loading their data, running the queries, and then voila, the new feature is there.
Imagine what that, are right? the deployment? Yeah. What are the deployment choices that organizations have for the autonomous data warehouse?
Well, in terms of deployment choices for an autonomous data warehouse, right, you can actually deploy it on Oracle's public cloud. So we actually have two data centers in India specifically, right? And we have many more in the rest of Asia Pacific. And then you can also leverage on something called Cloud at Customer, which is you can actually deploy Oracle's Cloud at Customer in your own data center as well, right? It's an extension of Oracle's public cloud in your data center. So, you know, you have the freedom of choice with respect to this. Now, one area that our customer is very excited about, sorry, I forgot to mention this earlier, is that a lot of our customers in public cloud can start as small as one CPU and one terabyte. And they can even turn it off if they don't require it, right? So you can turn it on, turn it off, and you'll be charged only for the usage that you have, right? That's fantastic value for our customers. And many of our customers who just maybe only need it for during Monday to Friday, they can just pay for Monday to Friday, right? Right? And
interesting.
Guess what? We also have something called an always free tier. So you can go to oracle.com/free. You can sign up for it. You can try it. You can use it. You can see how it can fit into your organization. Very easy to go and try it out. And if you go search for Oracle Live Labs, you can actually also have some pre-built, I would say, scenarios, test scenarios that you can, that's worried there with instructions. You can decide to subscribe to one of our free tenancies, or you can use our tenancy we have for a couple of hours to just try it out and then give it back, right? So those are the options that you can also go and do, right, to just try out this technology and have a feel of it, because it's all about seeing and touching this, right, and being able to see how it actually fits in your organization and the value of it to your organization.
So one last question, Josh, before we end this. With everything going online and everybody looking for more data, there's also, you know, the kind of enterprises that will, use services like this are changing. There's from the smallest to the largest. So who can use Autonomous Data Warehouse? Who is it targeted at?
That's an interesting question, because guess what? We have customers everywhere, right? From very small organizations to large organizations, right? You know, you talk about agriculture. We have farms using this, right? To improve yield of livestock, right? What fertilizer to use? What variety of, let's say, of this livestock to breed, right? And where to breed it? Is it better to breed in the north or the south, right? So many, many areas. Mm-hmm. And even healthcare, right? We have like customers like Wilcox Institute, right? That explores insomnia, right? Causes of insomnia with brainwave patterns, or are looking at Sejong Hospital in Korea, right? How to make informed care choices using medical research, clinical trials for patients, right? And children with congenital heart disease, because this hospital specializes in heart disease, right? And many others, right? Including this COVID situation, we have this therapeutic system that also gathers information, right, on drug therapies to see which one is effective, right? Being able to gather that, right? So it's really everyone and anyone, right? Telcos, we have telco customers, we have property developers like King Gold, right, in China as well, right? And when you look at it, they use Autonomous Data Warehouse to, as simple as trying to find out what their customers want. And it, when the onset of this COVID situation happened, is that guess what? What does their customers want? This property developer, they want their elevators to be clean, and specifically the buttons of the elevators to be clean as often as possible.
Wow.
Right? Getting to know that data, mm-hmm. right? And that's, you know, to us, it's probably, what you call this? It's probably, you know, when you, in hindsight, you say, oh, that makes sense, right? But when it starts, you know, where do you start? And the data based mm-hmm. on the feedback of their customers allow them to drill down and say, what is important?
Mm. Also, I think the aspect that, you know, we can sort of get these insights even before, you know, like earlier, there was a time lag between a person recognizing the problem, then making sure that there is a problem, and then drawing that as an insight. I think that also gets extended. That time gets, you know, decreases because of, you know, facilities like this.
Yes, because of technologies like this, right? And yeah, as I said, right, when you look at this, it's all about data, you know? It's all about trying to make sense out of data and get nuggets of information, gems from this data that allow you mm-hmm. to make your business better mm-hmm. and serve your customers better, right?
True. Thanks a lot, Josh, for explaining this, because Oracle will, of course, be at the center of all of this. Thanks a lot for being on the podcast, being on TechCetera, and explaining this aspect to us.
No problems. Anytime. Stay safe.
So there you have it. Things like the Oracle Data Warehouse have been normal for a while, but they're picking up even more now. And they don't just help businesses automate a lot of things and gain more intelligence, they also help them mitigate risk. You can learn more about the Oracle Data Warehouse from the link in the description, or go to the Bring Your Data, Build Your Future page on brandstories.livemint.com. Thanks a lot for listening. So that's it for today. I shall be back this very week with another segment where I take on some misconceptions about technology. Until then, tell me what you want me to cover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. It's UNDERTECHER. Or you can write to me at podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Talk to you next time.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.